It's that time. We about to get busy. Oh, you're gonna love this. From your number one hit music station in Kano, 96.9 Cool FM. It's the 4Play Podcast.
Hey yo, what's popping? It's a brand new episode of the 4Play Podcast brought to you by Cool FM Kano. Y'all know this already, Cool FM Kano on all social media platforms. If you want to listen to previous episodes of the 4Play Podcast, you can go check it out on the website www.coolfm.ng/Kano. My name is Scarlett with the TT, and y'all know what time it is. We got the goons in the studio. It's the Mega with the double G.
We came into the house. What up, what up, what up?
We got Blue Magic.
We in the house.
Yeah, we got the one and only Talky Talky, the Cash Master.
He was this guy.
Fake news. Nobody's Cash Master in this country right now. Even Emefiele is not the Cash Master.
Emefiele. Anyways, we just gave you a cue of what we're talking about on this episode of the 4Play Podcast. It's about the cash problem happening in Nigeria. We all know after the whole redesign of the Naira note, the new Naira note has been quite difficult to get cash these days. In fact, POS people determine how much they want to give you on top of your own money. So, me personally, as I am cashless by force. This cashless policy is by force.
Look, I don't even know where to start from. But is it possible that we are not looking at the positives, though? Who has been saving properly? I don't know about y'all, but I have been saving a good amount of money.
I haven't saved any shit from this cashless thing. But I mean, there are benefits. You're supposed to spend less because you don't have access to raw cash.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, but some of us, we have been doing this cashless thing for long.
Exactly.
Like, we've been cashless for very many, many months or years before everybody joined us.
Yes.
So our transition has been easier. However, you know, it's always good for you to have at least small cash.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing has gotten really, really dried. I know I went the entire of last week without 1 naira cash. Like, from Sunday to Monday, I didn't have 1 naira cash.
Wow.
I mean, everything I did was transfer. And I kept saying, man, I better not even knock somebody down, like even a hawker, because I will not even have 200 naira to say, you know,
take and manage.
Because, yeah, but we'll survive. The bank, that's CBN, they're saying this is a good policy. So we have to see how it goes. But for now, we are suffering, inshallah.
Yeah, it's crazy, to be honest. And they always tell us how much of a policy, how much the policy is needed. Other countries have tapped in. But the implementation, did they have to go through the number of stress, the type of stress that we are going through? And to be honest, I still feel like there are some micro parts of our economy that will be greatly affected. Because sometimes we wake up in the morning, you don't want to have like a proper meal. You just want to have something like akara, for example.
True.
Mm-hmm. I mean, the lady selling akara, how does she want to get POS for what? Akara 200? Or how does that work? So those micro things, you want to get pap, for example. I mean, you go into the market, you don't expect them to have it. Though, I've realized that they've actually, you know, designed a way to survive, but at the end of the day, we will get to pay more.
Yeah, true.
Because you have to lump them up together, and then there's a POS guy somewhere who's telling you there are charges. You have to pay, you know, some extra money for everything. So it's, while there are advantages, there are disadvantages, but the rollout has just been terrible.
I think it is. Proper. It's been actually, but I feel that there are better ways this could have been done. Mm. I feel like it's been done because of the election. Because if it's not the reason, then I don't understand why we can't give it time. Because we're supposed to give it time, like, so that, you know, we can switch over from the old money to the... I mean, this is not the first time we're doing this.
Yeah.
We did this for the 20 naira, 10 naira, and 50 naira.
The polymer notes.
Exactly.
Yeah.
We did it for the same thing. I don't think we suffered as much as we did right now.
And now,
yesterday I went out to buy things. I think I bought something of about 5K or so.
Hey, wait.
No, I'm coming.
You get 5,000.
No, not cash. Not cash.
Even though...
Now, I bought... Let me explain to you how I bought these things.
Okay.
I bought something of 160 naira. I think I paid about 50 naira to make that, you know, transaction.
There we go.
And then I bought something for like 1,000, and I also paid 100 naira for that transaction. I think I bought this farm center. I bought like three things. I bought a charger cord, mm-hmm, and a few other things. And each thing I bought of about 1,000 naira, I spent 100 naira to service that transaction.
Yeah.
And I feel like it's a lot. Like you were talking about saving money. I've not been able to save shit. I have been spending a lot, to be honest.
For Cantango.
Oh, yeah.
You're listening to the 4Play Podcast.
Oh, yeah.
And now that you mentioned all that transfer fees, I mean, where did that thing come from? I know that transfer usually came at a cost, maybe 28 naira or 50 naira. Mm. But there's this strange 100 naira. I don't know where that shit is
black
coming
rate
from.
Now, here's the thing. I think I know. The thing is, if you are transferring a certain amount of money to someone, that person also needs to get the money off of that his account to pay for whatever it is that you've bought. So it's going to be deductions from two ends. From number one, from your end that you have to pay for them, and then from their end if they want to withdraw that money and then pay it to someone else.
But they didn't tell us about this.
I think bankers are ripping us off, to be honest.
Because there's a lot of bankers.
If I do a transaction to you now, I get deducted.
Yeah.
You receive the money, you get deducted. Have you not noticed it?
Yes, I have.
So it's not supposed to be.
Would you blame bankers though?
It goes to the CBN. But I mean, the bank cannot be grabbing us by the balls like that. I don't think it's fair, especially at the time where you are telling us we all have to do cashless.
Yeah.
We agree. We love the policy. You say no vote buying. Good thing. I mean, one free and fair elections.
Yeah.
We've not had so many cases of kidnapping and ransom because nobody has cash to even pay for ransom.
Mm.
Unless if you really mean very bad for them otherwise. You know?
Yeah.
So, but we get it. But you can, in the middle of all of this, then we have strange 100 naira, 200 naira deductions for transfer. You try to send 1,000 naira, they are charging you 100 naira. Not now, at least maybe when we had gone far into it, because okay, the banks can now say because there's more people doing transfer now, it's costing the facilities more, so they will be but now.
And by the way, that also has Nigerians written all over it though. Nigerians always want to take advantage of any situation. If you were to calculate the charges, maybe the charges will not be up to 100 naira, just like
true,
you said,
it's not
off of the 1,000. I mean, 50 naira for like something you bought for 160 bucks, that's way too much.
It's a lot actually.
And you're asking yourself, it's the same thing with the naira notes. We've seen people sell this naira notes legit. They're there. It's like buying and selling going on of our very own currency. That's what these POS guys are doing. And CBN has been saying, look, we're going to shut them down, we're going to send somebody to prison. But
let's look at this whole destruction of banks that people are doing these days, because it makes no sense. So I can understand that people are frustrated and then the whole naira notes is not circulating and all of that shebang and the hula baloo. But at the end of the day, do you think that frustration is what is leading to the vandalizing of a government property and banks and all? They are just using it as an advantage to just be wicked.
I don't know where Nigerians get the penchant for violence from. I don't know if it has anything to do with our leaders. Now, I will understand why someone might be agitated. I will understand why you are frustrated. But frustrated to the point where you have to burn down a bank. Now, that is where I have a huge problem. Because, trust me, at the end of the day, wherever it is that you feel like you're passing a message across to, it's not the one who's going to get the message.
Mm-hmm.
True.
Well, I mean, I was looking at Shagamu earlier, recently, and I'm like, knowing Shagamu very well, it's difficult to actually get cash in Shagamu. Because they've been having situations of, you know, bank robberies and all that. So banks have been trying to just operate carefully. And then you go there and then you burn the banks one after the other. And they got me thinking, where exactly are you going to get the cash from? That is already in low supply. Where do you get it from? So I don't think some of those people are actually, you know, thinking about the far-reaching effect of some of the things that they do, and it's terrible.
What about the statements we've gotten from authorities? The president made a speech and said, if it wasn't for unscrupulous elements in the banks, this policy could have been easier than it is. Yes, the entire system is not to blame, but there are some people, according to what the CBN and the president have said, they release some money and some bankers sold the money. So you can tell that maybe this is where the anger is coming from. If only you guys didn't sell the money, it could have gotten to me. I'm not justifying any reason for violence, but you can understand the angle where people are saying, oh, the banks are to blame because they sold the money in the first place. 200 and something million, didn't you get? There's so many stories of hoarding.
Even before this situation started, I realized, but I want to drag one back. Zenith back. I said it. I said my good chance. This is a podcast. If you have any, I'm angry.
Just back up your claims.
No, I'm backing up my claims right now. I've had to take pictures of transactions that were never reversed. This is adding up to about 18,000 naira that I've not gotten back. Yes, over the last couple of days, why in the world won't I call their name? Zenith back. Now, just like Detox said, it's not like we're trying to say, you know, we're trying to justify violence. We want peace. You know, but some of those banks, though, just like Detox said, we saw some really, really incriminating videos. People not giving us that money.
Three AM, POS guys were coming from a particular bank. They went to receive cash that they would not give us.
We've been seeing it, and guess what? We've been complaining about this thing even before this cashless policy thing decided to go on overdrive. You go to some bank ATMs, you're not going to get cash there. But guess what? The POS guys will have millions. I ask you, I don't want to use the POS. Must you force me to use the POS?
Are they connected to CBN directly?
Initially, POS was supposed to serve people who are in the rural areas who don't have access to banks. But right now, you wake up in the morning. Now, I don't want to knock anyone's hustle. It's your struggle, yeah? But I should be able to decide. I get from POS if I want to. And then I go to the bank ATMs and withdraw money. How difficult can that be? Now, if back then it was difficult to get cash off of the ATMs, trust me, what would then happen now? When they know for a fact that, you know, these guys are selling the naira at a particular rate and, you know, they can get kickbacks.
True.
You're listening to the 4Play Podcast.
But speaking of which, is there any union? Is there any union of banks? Because I feel like it's not just... I mean, if...
Wait. What would the use of? Let me understand something. Union is to what? Is to unionize against CBN?
No. Here's what I'm saying. Here's what I'm trying to say.
That is set up by CBN too.
No, listen. I feel like the bankers they don't have their clients' interests at heart. Because if they do, they should be fighting for these people.
That your ex you talked about, she was a banker.
What is going on? Can we move on? I mean, I'm not done to have moved on. Why are we coming back?
No, I'm just saying the way you're dragging them, one, their leg no, no. will not rest today.
But I also have a feeling that this whole bank thing, this whole Naira thing was also to frustrate we the ladies. Now I'm talking about us.
Okay, here we go.
Valentine came, there was nothing. They said they banned money bouquet. I've never gotten money bouquet.
Wait, Bloomer, they're supposed to say thank you, bankers, now. This is the time that you tell them.
No. Listen, if I had a girlfriend, I'll be thanking them. But, you know, I don't. Oh. So, yeah, you get the check.
Yeah, thank
so
you. I'm not sending. Thank you, CBN. No, we had excuses upon excuses.
There was a possibility of me getting money bouquet this year. But then, they told me that Emele Fiele said that.
But that guy could not risk it for love.
Well, how? And he knows I'm not a social media person. I'm not going to show it. You do not want to give me that thing. You don't want to
give me that thing. Yes. Okay. Scarlett, I'm willing to risk it all for you, my baby.
There's a serious angle to all of this, which is Supreme Court versus federal government.
Okay.
It goes back to Buhari says, maintain what I'm saying to you. The Supreme Court says, guys, as far as we are concerned, all money is legal tender until we decide.
Yeah.
I don't know how, is there a soft landing to these things at all? Because after they had said, the president made a speech, address the nation. He thought he was going to talk about this kind of things, but he just said, no, guys, this is what it still is. Maybe we'll bring back 200 naira or so. The guys are going to meet again. Maybe by the time this podcast comes out, they may have decided on that, but they haven't for now. So I mean, are we heading to somewhere very terrible or we have passed there already?
My brother, look, the judiciary in Nigeria, sorry to say this, will drag bankers, will drag you.
Yeah.
Y'all be out here doing the most,
to
begin with, I will understand where the whole situation is coming from. And we'll probably have to say, maybe we'll take Erufai as a classic example. And let's tell people, Erufai is not just going to come and say, Kaduna people, use the old notes. As far as I'm concerned, they are still legal tenders. No. He is only hinging what he's saying based off of the pronouncement from the Supreme Court.
Yeah.
It doesn't mean that he's committing treason, is illegal. No. The highest court in the land has said, hold on this for a second until we sit and decide. When we're done with that decision, whatever it is that we've decided is what will be, you know, going forward. Now, if the government then says, look, 200 naira can go into circulation, but 500 and 1,000 can remain, is almost contradicting what the Supreme Court has said. Mm-hmm. And they will expect Nigerians to be like, we're in a difficult position too, just like mm-hmm. Tiktok said, because you're thinking to yourself, okay, who should I listen to now? Is it Mr. the number one person in the land or the Supreme Court that can actually stop the number one person from doing certain things?
So as it's supposed to be. Yes, that's what it's supposed to be.
So, I mean, I'm excited that some people or some citizens are actually not going with what some of these governors are saying. And it's giving me so much joy.
And that's what I was going to say too. I feel like the masses, or there are more people on the government side than the Supreme. Because now, Supreme Court side seems like politicians' corner.
Yeah, so
that's what it looks like.
The way it is,
it just looks like these governors who all of a sudden they care so much about the masses.
I want
to go and get judgment. If you really, and they say, okay, the masses, do they really have more than this 200? Now they say 200. What are you guys still complaining about?
We haven't telling them it's okay. We are
the masses.
Is it your suffer? You know how many suffer will be suffering that you people did not go and go to Supreme Court to go and stop,
bro.
We are still suffering the fuel scarcity situation right now. You're not doing anything. We suffered insecurity for years. People did not go and see that, Mr. President.
It just has selfishness written all over it. It's just selfishness.
So we are good. We'll stick with the president. We'll continue to use 200 naira.
Yeah.
Let them hold the 500
and 1,000. Supreme Court eventually decides, because they haven't decided per se.
Yeah.
What if the decision is 500, 1,000, all money is legal tender until certain time?
It's not important now, Detox, because the federal government is still going to say, this is what we want to see. Are they going to obey the Supreme Court? We've seen them in the past disobeying. So I'm not shocked. Anything that happens,
crazy,
the federal government can disobey and they will just continue with life. I was reading an article where it said in the US, they are, one of their notes is still currently in circulation. The phase out process has been going on for like 7 years and it's still a legal tender today. So that gives you an idea. And some people say, it's the US dollar. The US dollar is sort of like a global currency.
Yeah.
You know, not just one that is restricted to Nigeria and Nigeria. I'm like, no. We are taking a look at you ensuring that people are not affected by this sudden change. So you give them...
Because people are going to lose money.
Yes, they are. People have lost money. Businesses have legit shut down because of this. But then, come to think about it, if you say you're curbing vote buying, are you not making vote buying even cheaper now?
True, though.
Because someone that wants to sell his vote. Now, I'm not saying you should sell your... By the way, go out and vote, by the way.
Yeah, very important.
Come for the gist.
You ready?
Right now. Stay for the vibes.
Here we go.
Cool FM's 4Play Podcast.
Let's do this.
No, but to do this vote buying thing, you require a lot of money.
You seem to know a lot.
And our city somebody granted an interview and said one person had 22 billion. A governor from this side, you know. So that's the kind of money they use for vote buying. It's not small 100 million.
What I'm saying is,
they come out big. So if you say vote buying may become cheaper because now, all of a sudden, I used to charge my votes 2,000 naira. Now, if you give me 500 new notes.
Sharp.
But they don't even have enough of the new notes.
Says who? Are you sure they're not the ones that have been selling this money to? My brother, there's a possibility.
I feel like the first... If you guys remember when this new money first dropped, right? It was in circulation and that was when most of these politicians got them. I feel like they already knew what was going to happen.
Yep.
Like Mega just mentioned, like this Supreme Court is probably just a corner of governors that are suddenly concerned. I feel like they already knew that they were going to go through this hardship, and when the new money dropped, they just amassed it and kept it somewhere. So they're still going to do what they want to do. And the funny thing is, we don't even know like the in toto that is going down in most of these, you know, the places that we cannot see, the places that there is no lights. You know, okay, where the light is not shining.
It's a good thing Scarlett said that, because INEC actually said themselves that, look, there are some areas we get to, the people that we deal with, they don't have accounts.
But CBN says they are going to give INEC cash.
That's what I'm telling you. So it shows that there are certain places that legit they know that those places money, and I'm concerned about them. Those my
on a lighter note,
those my wonderful Nigerians.
Now that Naira is scarce, I mean, what measures are you taking to preserve the small that you have, if you have any?
I had new Naira yesterday.
Let us even count. I mean, how many new Naira notes do we have here now, like this?
Now.
It's
now.
Only digital. It's only digital.
Actually,
because 1,000. When I went to church the last time, for me to drop my new note as offering, I had to ask myself,
do you really love
Jesus? Is this what you want of me or not? Because I mean, I'm trying to hold on to this note. At the same time, I need to make offering to the Lord. Mm. But you know, this is the level where we are right now. I'm like trying to hold on to it so badly. For you to spend your new notes now, it's like the last resort. It's
yes,
not,
that's the truth.
It's not even the first thing at all.
Like for me, I don't do anything outside transportation, and it has to be short transportation. If I'm to go, you know, to a distance, I have to do Uber, and it has to be cashless transaction. No, but that's if I'm going to go. Listen, the first 2 weeks when we started this, I went out twice.
Okay.
In the first 2 weeks, and that was because I couldn't figure out how I'm going to do, you know, the whole transaction, and I really need to learn how to speak Hausa. It is of a huge importance right now.
What's Zo?
Come. Zo mana.
The V.
I believe that's good.
There we go,
bro. I've been doing a lot of hand gesture, like, you know, I want to transfer.
go to the market a lot. See, when I used to go to the market a lot, I was picking up on some small Hausa.
Yeah.
As I stopped, the thing left me too. So take this advice from me.
Left you behind. You don't need it.
You are a single man. Go to these places a lot. Enter keke wewe.
Exactly.
Go to the market and try to say it in Hausa. Let them laugh at you.
Right.
They might correct you, and from there you go learn. We have lost hope.
Mungane.
Mungode.
Yeah, you know.
Mungode. Nagode. Wait, I'm getting it right. There's another one. Yaike chiki.
Woo!
Period.
It sounds so nice in her mouth.
Are you sure it's outside you're speaking like this? Like, you said detox, and even me, Sarah, like, what the heck? That's just showing off. Come on
now.
This is the 4Play Podcast.
Yeah, you know, we were just going on and on. We completely forgot to remind you that you can actually check for us on social media, Cool FM Keanu on Instagram, TikTok, Twitter. And you can also send us a WhatsApp message in case you have some feelings that you want to express to Detox or Mega Blue Magic, or maybe Mega Hearts, or maybe the new guy that's going to be dropping in the studio on Sunday. Mm-hmm. So, in case you want to drop something, head on to WhatsApp. Yeah, let me drop the number, right? 0809-526-7102. And you can listen to this podcast on the website www.coolfm.ng/Keanu. But right now, we're trying to find out the solution to this Naira problem. Like, for the four of us here in the studio talking about this thing, what can we help? What can we do to help ourselves with making sure that we're not deficits of the new Naira note? Because I need it. Detox just gave me 200 Naira, but it's not the new one, it's the old one.
Let's go talking.
I'm so proud of myself. Dishing out Naira notes.
That's a sign of, they are telling us, draw something.
I don't think I understand that language.
Draw something.
I still don't understand the language.
Woo!
Yes! Yes!
Blue Magic.
There's nothing to drop, my brother. There's no money on ground.
Well, I mean, we just need to show support to the policy. It looks like a good idea. We agree, bad timing. But the people who came up with this thing will tell you this is their own perfect timing. Yeah. If they had done it 6 months ago, by now, these guys will have the new notes in the same amount as they have the old notes that we say they are keeping. That's perhaps the reason for the timing now. But people who have access to it, those ones who are selling it at ridiculous amounts, and the guys at the bank that are selling at those, I mean, you're supposed to put this money in the ATM. We saw those videos now.
Yeah.
And you know, this money is supposed to go out. You did not give it out. So you're selling it. So now it comes back to us and we suffer it. So let's just do the right thing and hopefully we get out of this though.
Yeah. Anyways, I feel like the worst, maybe we have passed the worst stage, but actually.
I think we have.
Yeah,
actually.
We are beginning to see the new Naira notes, you know, in circulation a bit more.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So maybe we'll say thank you to Mr. President, because when he said he understood what we're going through and that he was going to intervene and all that. We've gone through the eye of the storm. So I really want to ask that Nigerians, please hold patience. Because from 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, we already knew that this thing was actually approaching a boiling point when they said, look, don't talk to people anyhow. People could just get pissed off and all that. So we want to still urge Nigerians to still have that little bit of patience. Sometimes the most effective policies will come with hard-hitting consequences like this. If you look at it from, on the long run, it's actually very, very needed. But when you're looking at it just a couple of days, you're like, man, why do I have to suffer this much? But I just want to ask Nigerians to be patient, to hang in there. And please, oh, assist people as much as you can.
Me,
because I've been looking at people who be needing money, but
oh,
those
Lord.
Guys who ask for help and stuff, and you're like, how do I give this guy a 200 naira, for example? This guy say I don't have transport. You wish deep down you want to help, but then again, you ain't got cash. So if you have, you know, assist,
please,
and
do.
let's get this money round as much as possible.
Yeah. Whew, it's been a crazy time, but I feel like people shouldn't really resort to violence. I was really saddened, you know, seeing some videos from a lot of places, you know, vandalizing banks. I feel like people should really stay away from that. There's no use. I mean, you're vandalizing these banks, it's going to take them. And let's not forget, there are some banks since the NSAS days that were, you know, broken down into and stuff. They are not back, or they're not operational till now. So if we're doing this, it's more like we're telling these banks, we don't need you, we actually need them. So please, stay off violence, that's all.
And of course, you know, Scarlett with the double T will always end this podcast, you know, because I started it, period, per. And I just want to say that on the 25th, y'all should carry your PVC, go and vote.
Yes.
Vote right. And also, if you see me on the street, I might be stranded, bruh.
Give
just call, give me some new note money, bruh. I'm telling you the truth, bruh. It's what you think. Do not think it's not what you think. It's what you think. We'll catch you. I keep listening to Cool 96.9. See you later. Bye.
It's the 4Play Podcast from your number one hit music station in Kano, 96.9 Cool FM.